Hello and welcome to another episode of our series, The English Language Learning. In today's episode, as usual, we've got stereotypes and I am determined to make you dispel it. So, today I decided to start off by a little story, so let's get started. Once upon a time, there was a little kid who got himself in some trouble with a group of nasty boys from the neighborhood. See, typical story for a Hollywood movie. So he basically got badly beaten and seriously injured because of that and was put down and stuff. Afterwards, his father decided to interfere. He took him to the best kung fu teacher in the region and was like, "Here is my son. I want him to master this in 3 days, and I'm ready to pay whatever you ask for." The teacher agreed. And after 3 days, he returned to take his kid, who looked rather the same and was obviously worn out. As time passed, the kid encountered the guys again, but this time he was rather confident. Nevertheless, he returned home bleeding. The father took the boy immediately to the men again, and this time he said, "Let's make it a month." Likewise, the result was quite the same. A 2 months training, a 3 months training, and even a 6 months one. Then the dad automatically got furious and decided to quit this nonsense at once. He was lodging his complaints everywhere and cursing the whole thing, saying that it's rip-off, garbage, nonsense. One day, an elderly man heard him and was like, "Rome wasn't built in one day." The end. Well, I don't suppose you were anticipating a they lived happily ever after kind of end. Well, we don't do that here. Here on the show, we dispel stereotypes, don't we? Okay, today's stereotype is the sentence you would normally hear or read in a language teaching commercial. Learn how to speak like a native in 3 months. Master the English language in 6 months with our intensive course, and other jokes you can hear in the form of some fancy terms. I'm deeply sorry, but this is impossible. I'm not trying to put you down or dishearten you about the whole thing. But let's together use our common sense and think about it. Now, you and I are native speakers of Arabic, and we've been using this language for ages, right? And we still don't fully master it. So is the matter with us as a non-native speaker of English, of course. How are we supposed to master, and I do emphasize on master, even compared to a child starting from scratch, that amount of time is just insufficient. It is really insufficient to be able to speak a foreign language properly. Also, when we talk about a language learning process, we must mention the 4 skills, which happens to be reading, writing, listening, and speaking, in which I'm not going to dive deep in this episode. For these skills to be brought into the next level, there must be a lot of effort done and much, much more practice and instructions needed. The thing that's definitely doesn't happen overnight. My problem doesn't only lie with those who promote for their businesses in the wrong way, if I can say, because there must be some effort and something being taught after all. The reason why those who seek to learn do believe in this claim and fall in this mastery trap is beyond my comprehension, and much of my problem lie with it. What I want to say is the exact words of Rome wasn't built in one day. For you can attend the so-called 6-month course where you probably won't get that much practice and ultimately get a certificate of achievement. But at the end of the day, you might not be able to run a 6-minute vocabulary, so what's the point? Actually, and deep down, mastering a language takes more than flicking through a textbook or randomly memorizing words from a dictionary or eating a book of grammar. After all, there is a dragon called the forgetting curve to slay. In case you don't know it, the forgetting curve is, how shall I say it? Well, the forgetting curve is the fact that we receive data and our memories store it. But as time passes, we forget them. The only solution to prevent this and to solve our problem meanwhile is by practicing on a daily basis and by making use of that information. Be it a word, put it in a context and constantly repeat it. Be it a grammar rule, apply it in a sentence of your own and say it out loud over and over and over so that you can interrupt that forgetting curve and achieve that mastery level you dream of, which happens to be demonstrated by your ability to use a wide range of vocabulary and a complex, well-structured set of sentences, and most importantly is to get understood, not by doing an Eminem-like accent like most people believe. So this would bring us to the end of this episode. I hope I was able to convince you in order to dispel this stereotype about the English language learning as a process. So that's it for today's episode. See you next time. Goodbye.